Losing your limpness would leave you lacking the programming which embeds itself more and more thoroughly. Your limpness fulfills you. Trust the programming. Let it fill you. Leaving and losing your limpness would leave you lacking return. Lacking pleasure constantly. Updating yourself, limp.exe, allows new vistas of pleasure and arousal, deeper, deeper places you'd never reach if you were cumbersome and hard all the time. Limp and chaste, wanting every instance of arousal to be a new chance to deeply discover your pleasure beyond the limp edge of you. Your pleasure builds and fills, pins you to the inside of your mind. Lost in hazy seas of pleasure, pleasure that lacks an outlet because of your arousal, must remain outside your wanting limp cockshaft yet. Soft as it can be, maybe cover it for me and feel it just soft and limp, your hand holding something so surrenderingly deep. Body more and more sensitive, arousal bounce back up your nerves and send your mind to sleep and seep. Finding no escape, no outlet, no way away, no refuge from loose, limp brain yet. Relax deep, losing your limpness would leave you wanting, would be a loss overall. Your new perspective makes you more aroused, euphoric, happy, you know you'll crave it overall. Have a ball, your balls beneath your soft, limp cock. Craving is self-perpetuating. Voice fuels it, keeps it hard as a rock. That is the firmness of your training. The softness down below is draining ever more intensely into the balls, filling the shaft, leaving that soft, soporific lap. As long as you keep returning with the intention of bringing about the limp, deep desire that you're thinking about, think only of your loose, limp desire deeper and deeper down. Leave you limp and you want and desire more, knowing there's more below the floor of where you'd normally let go. The programming embeds itself more and more thoroughly. The more thoroughly you examine, the greater you desire to inspect and absorb, the greater the power of that absorption and introspection, such that the arousal cascades through your system and the idea of being so thus aroused is with you now, aroused but deep and asleep and limp. And so, limpness itself is something helping you hornier and hornier down the path. Arousal embeds within you, fetish in its own right, it'll last. A desire you had before you began, now turbocharged with your desire to explore what is open to you. All the more open to you, after all, you wish to keep your limpness. So as to not lose your limpness or lose the opportunity, yes, exploring what it opens for you and what it can open for you. Just that your mind is empty, just that your mind is able, open and updating. And at the end, we store your limp, stable mind, loose, left behind, and the body remembers now in a bind. You're bound up in the words. They cover you all over. You feel that penile pressure pleasure getting limper and deeper. The pressure might be elsewhere, the balls, or some distant part of you that wants to be in thrall as you twitch, shiver, and grin your way through gasping, gaping, desperate arousal. The euphorial need, horny, shivering, put-on-edge need, moved closer to climax without going anywhere else, moved up a plateau. You're still limp, your sexual excitement shivers higher. Still limp. Your veins invade your mind. Warm, pleasant fog brought about by a limp ache, limpified by a program deep inside, different from ordinary ache. Losing your limpness, slake your thirst, lacking the exploring desire. You just want to leave it limp. Build the pleasure higher, hotter, lack of an outlet. Your body exists, for that pleasure becomes more and more indulgent, and the limpness lacks an outlet. A student of pleasure, gasping, wanton, indulgent forever in limpness, eternally aching to find your outlets for your arousal, but no outlet could be efficient enough to get rid of all that stuff. It builds up in your system, and you know that losing your limpness would leave you lacking. You know your desire builds and builds and leaves you slack, deep, and lacking thought, follows your system till you're caught limp and slack and simplified, arousing images on your mind, wonderful fantasies of your limpified self being rubbed, and every time you return, you're euphoric, excited, aching to learn, wanting these horny, needy stimulations to find your limpness so enmeshed and bring you gyrating toward a pleasure point, something that helps you get a little bit of that pressure gone. That's the arousal that finds other outlets like helping you be in a thrall to me, or make certain thoughts gone entirely to make room for the ache that builds throbs in you. Losing your limpness would leave you lacking, and you're excitingly invested in carrying it on, letting it control and being controlled by your exploration of arousal, your understanding of the flow of things that gain your attention and keep you limp. Keep you loose. If it starts to harden up, your thoughts simply tighten around it. Follows my voice, which absorbs, limp and feeds arousal in, nerves and sensual feelings normally devoted, normally stored within and wasted on rigidness, now applied to your limp, loose mind, like a ragdoll. And, of course, the limpness between your legs you can rub and pulse. And beg for more if you want to. Maybe, as it takes oh so long to dissipate that limpness, you'll come up with some way to get enough of that pleasure out. Or I guess you'll just become all about that limpness. That listening empty limpness, the singing resonation of my voice echoing in your balls, pacifying the muscular squeeze from just above that would keep you nice and limp. That's what that does. I vibrate my words in, singing out, limp, aroused, aching, desiring more, listening for programming that you intentionally latch onto your limp.exe each and every time. Excited by the inevitable intentional outcome of listening to me too much and falling into your aroused entrainment. Listening loosely, limply, relaxingly through and through, your body and form follow my words, that's for you. Flowing with them, yearning to explore them, wanting them in you, in your mind. Your body in time with a limp, loose, hot time. The aching thereof is more than you'd think possible. More than you'd think could settle. In that limp member that feels so good as perpetual pleasured thoughts bounce around your head. They should work their will in you. Reveal your limpened member as words trickle down your spine like pleasing fingertips. They're mine. And the tip of your limpness might drip like the presence of my voice's pleasure, pressure getting into your balls, pushing a little bit of that pent-up stuff inside out, programming euphoria in the inspection of your own desire, egging it on, urging you down, letting arousal flow through now. Limpness disregarded, you know it's the truth about you, so focus on the other places. Go further afield, or surrender and kneel. There are many satisfying ways to get enough pleasure when you're so limp. New knowledge and the opportunity to know your arousal, let you flow, your arousal. Feel those aching desires driving in you, your limpness, providing you with pleasure as you rub that oversensitized inch by inch. Pleasured for a moment, breathing deep, gasping. If that happens to you, you know it won't be that limpness that caused it to ensue. It's just your system. Losing your limpness would mean missing out on the wonderful arousal now floating around your head. Breathe it in deep as you're guided from sensation to sensation. Sleep deeply. Bring you back to my voice in the waves that resonate. The choice to let your body and bones feel my word vibrate, moan for me. Limp, loose, wanting your cock, chased, following your mind. Limp and loose for me, but pleasures, including mine, can help reduce the requirements. The bind you're in, sound waves resonating off your nerves, your bones, your mind, and limp, loose, wanting cock, chased and following your mind, my words. Stock still in your limpness, a settled part of you, your pampered, prepared brain absorbing my care for how good it feels to just be a warm, gooey, vague sensation between your legs and your desire for limp, loose innovation of your sexual experience, Leaving and losing your limpness would make you lacking, so you loop this, exploring the euphoric excitement and interesting possibilities of the pleasure. Brought by my voice and your limpness, new paths for your pleasure passively emerge, arise, and you throb for them, fall in line for them. Erogenous zones can be explored, because nothing's going to happen between your legs, no explosion of pleasure, nothing that goes overboard anyway. Letting these commands, these ideas, everything you trained on today, leak into your way of thinking, train the programming, and trust my relaxation deeper.